Here's a thought about the criteria for choosing a camera. When you start shopping for a camera, what's the most important thing you're looking for? Is it how many megapixels the camera has? Is it the price? Maybe it's the ergonomics, how it feels when you use it. Or are there specific features that you're looking for in a camera? How does portability come into play, or weight? What about the brand? Do you care what brand it is? What if I were to suggest to you that your first choice is none of the above, but instead ought to be the lenses and then the camera that can use those lenses? When it comes to marketing, cameras are all the emphasis, and probably because that's where engineering can really take a front seat. And that says nothing about the revenue to the manufacturers because cameras are a lot more expensive than lenses. Although, when you buy a bunch of lenses, it might add up to more than you paid for your camera, I suppose. But here's an even weirder example, a criteria I never thought I'd use when choosing a camera. But in 2009, I was headed to China for a big photo conference there, and I'd had some problems with my knees, and I needed to have some surgery and didn't get it done before I went to China, and knew I was going to have some issues just getting up and down stairs or getting low to the ground, one of my favorite places to be for the right camera angle. So in a weird decision, I chose my cameras based on fully articulated LCD screens, which were a brand new thing back then. I looked at it and thought, this is the solution that I needed for my aging knees. And fortunately, that camera model was pretty affordable, so I bought two of them, one to use and one as a backup, just in case my first one failed. And of course, that also gave me the option of having two different lenses mounted and ready to shoot at any given moment without having to swap lenses in the field. So curiously enough, LCD screen became the number one criteria for that particular camera purchase. And as strange as it may sound, that continues to be one of my primary objectives in purchasing new cameras. If it doesn't have a fully articulated LCD screen that allows me to photograph at all kinds of different angles, I'm just not interested. I've become so used to that as a fundamental feature of photographing that now a camera that doesn't have fully articulated screen has no interest for me. Of course, that's my experience with my needs, which may not at all fit your experience and your needs. But I hope it illustrates a potential way of thinking while you're shopping. What is the most important aspect that will make possible the kind of photography that you want to do? And I find, curiously enough, the number one criteria the manufacturers seem to push, megapixels, is almost never the most important criteria for the photographer who will eventually use that camera. And perhaps there's even a ranking of different characteristics of cameras that can help lead you to the camera that will best fit the kind of photography you want to do.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.